Good morning, good afternoon everyone, and welcome back to No Fear of the Robots. And this is the first episode of No Fear of the Robots in time of coronavirus. As we would say. And what's the point of this? Well, I would like to discuss what technology can do in these times for the good and for the worst. First of all, for the first time, we see a real application of big data, or at least we would see it if we had the access to all the health information of the people who have been affected by this illness, this sickness, and how they reacted, and what kind of treatment they received, what was their previous condition, all this kind of information, if put together, would be extremely helpful to allow the scientists to understand what is the trigger to the worst manifestation of this sickness. That, let's remember this, the virus for most of its affected people is completely without any symptoms. So more than 50%, maybe more, of the people who get infected by the virus are actually manifesting any symptoms at all. So for their side, they are completely sane. They have no illness at all, and yet they have been affected by the virus. They are contagious, and this is possibly what is creating the situation, the dramatic situation that we are seeing today. The fact that one individual can be contagious without having the knowledge of having the virus in circle in its metabolism. Okay. So this is the first and most important the use that big data technology could allow scientists to make this kind of analysis. The second, of course, would be AI to process this huge amount of information that if a human being should process alone without the help of some kind of artificial intelligence, the simple sheer amount of work would be so overwhelming that it would take so much time that the virus would have probably gone spiraling into a whirlwind of doom. So let's just say that these two technologies would be at least the use of big data connected with the use of AI for sure is can and is actually helping scientists around the world to fight this sickness in a more efficient way. The only issue, and this comes together with actually the use of data, and this is the most scary thing according to me, is what is happening to people's privacy, okay? Because all the data that retain to one individual's health condition, his health situation, are, in a matter of fact, reserved data. These are private information, and these should not be easily disclosed. That is the main point. So, if we put this together with the discussion that is going on and on around the world about the opportunity or not to use the tracing information of mobile phones to check the position of the individuals around the world, if they move from the quarantine, if they move from the lockdown, or not. If this is considering the extreme condition, this should be an invasion of an individual's privacy that the government should be able to do during this time. And if the individual should trust the government to, say, use this information only in this limited amount of time, and if this invasion of privacy will not be kept after the issue of the coronavirus has expired. This is an important topic, according to me, because I know that many people say that we constantly, day by day, submit our, for free, basically, our privacy information to private companies like the giants of the web, like Facebook, like all the social networks, like Google, that basically can access or could access many and many more data about ourselves than what is actually asking the government to do. And that is true, it's absolutely true, there is no mistake about this. We do give up our privacy on a daily basis for a sheer convenience in exchange. The fact that we can use this or that other application for free instead of paying for one product or service. And this reminds me of somebody telling that if something is for free, you are the product for sale. Okay. This is true, and there is no point on denying this, but also we must say that this kind of information submitted to private companies usually show up in some maybe a little bit annoying targeted marketing when we are scrolling through our feed in our social networks, or our phone with a pop-up that's saying, oh, you like pork sausages, and there is a Roadhouse Grill in the next highway stop. Go there. This is the kind of privacy invasion that usually we see when private companies use our data collected from social networking or mobile phones. It's not saying that they could not do worse than this. They very well could, but if we are completely honest, we should admit that the interest of these companies is, in most cases, just an economic interest. It's about making marketing, it's about making advertisement. That is the main purpose of this kind of information collection. But if this freedom to collect this information and our privacy goes to the government, well, guys, that is a completely different story. We are talking about social control here. We are talking about the government being able to check every time where we are and where we go. God knows where is the limit of this. If the government decide to accuse us or something about something, and they can check every time what we do, how we spend our money, how we use our time, company of whom we are. Okay. This is the kind of power that you can find just in dystopic movies or books. Okay. So, if we must be completely honest about this situation, there is no doubt that sharing the positioning, sharing the health information of each one individual with the scientists and with the government could be extremely helpful to tamper the effects of this virus. But let's be extremely clear also on the fact that the government could very well never give back this freedom that we are renouncing. And this, to me, is much more scary than the virus itself. Much more scary. So, these are difficult times. I used to close every episode of The Fear of the Robots with the motto, don't be scared. And I would do the same, and I would say, don't be scared, but always be vigilant. Always be vigilant. Because that, my friend, is the price of freedom.